AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Russian President Vladimir Putin says he wants a security dialogue with the U.S. and NATO as his military says some of the troops near Ukraine's border are heading back to their bases. President Biden agrees diplomacy should be given every chance to succeed, but he adds the U.S. has not verified the troop movements and the chance of an invasion remains a distinct possibility.
That would be good, but we have not yet verified that. We have not yet verified the Russian military units are returning to their home bases. Indeed, our analysts indicate that they remain very much in a threatening position.
Putin continues to insist that NATO refuse entry to Ukraine and other former Soviet nations. Only a single border crossing between the U.S. and Canada in North Dakota remains closed in Canada by protesting truckers and others demanding an end to pandemic rules and regulations. Ottawa's police chief Peter Slowly has been forced out as some truckers continue to block the streets of the capital city. Wayne Narvi is one of those still taking part.
We're not going nowhere until we get these mandates taken care of. And no matter how much they try to bully us.
The Royal Canadian Mounted Police have set up a command center in Ottawa, apparently assuming command from the local police. A 9-year-old Houston girl in the backseat of her father's truck was shot last night by a man who'd just been robbed at an ATM who was firing at the robber but hit the truck instead. Arlene Alvarez died today. The 41-year-old shooter has been arrested. Arlene is the second 9-year-old girl shot in Houston in the past week. Ashanti Grant remains hospitalized after being shot in the head during a road rage attack on February 8th. Gains on Wall Street, the Dow closing up 1.2%, 422 points. The S&P added 69 points, a 1.5% gain. This is AP News. Sarah Palin loses her libel suit against the New York Times.
The former Alaska governor and former Republican vice presidential nominee claimed the Times maliciously damaged her reputation by erroneously linking her campaign rhetoric to a mass shooting. A judge had already declared if the jury sided with Palin, he would set aside the verdict because she didn't offer any proof. Palin says she's disappointed and hoped there would be an appeal. Ken Turkell is her attorney.
Most proud of Governor Palin, whose strength and resolve and courage to pick a fight with the New York Times in New York City in the Southern District of New York is, in my opinion, what the system is about.
The Times later said it had incorrectly stated a link existed between political rhetoric and the shooting. A tweet read, "We got an important fact wrong." I'm Ed Donahue.
Turkey and chicken farms taking steps to protect the health of their birds after reports of a bird flu outbreak on at least one commercial turkey farm in Indiana. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.